is the number to text us here at the Country Hour. Now, Grain Producers Australia's R&D spokesman, Andrew Wiedemann, says they are worried about the draft determination on paraquat as well. He thinks the regulator may have given a bit too much weight to overseas studies that are looking at the impacts on birds and animals. He says it takes away a vital tool that helps farmers stay efficient, conserve moisture and reduce tillage.
It's one of the most, if not, I would suggest, the second most important tool for conservation tillage in Australia, and also for the retention of glyphosate as a resistance benefit to the industry, so that we don't actually overuse glyphosate. And so if you take away one of these particular molecules, then we're going to absolutely fall over the whole system in terms of conservation tillage. And that's what I'm probably more concerned about. And then we look at the international experience around what other countries have been doing in this space, and we've been quite clear about promoting closed-loop systems for managing these products, and of course, paraquat and diquat are an F7 product, so we're talking about something a lot more in terms of safety for users, etc., to manage. But again, farmers are well aware of those risks, and obviously the appropriate training and label identification gives us that knowledge to know that how and when and what to do with these products.
Because we don't want to go back to the bad old days of, cultivation to get rid of weeds. I mean, that would be an environmental disaster too.
Absolutely would. And that's my fear here. The only other option we would have is going back to tillage. And I don't think that's what anybody wants. I mean, we all remember, and we spoke about this last week on various programs after the court's decision around glyphosate, that the 82 drought and the dust storms on Melbourne and other centres throughout Australia. We don't see that today happening, anywhere near as much, if at all, because of the way that we now farm and conservation tillage has just taken over. And it's taken over globally as well.
So regulator being a bit over-cautious there.
Yeah, look, I think so at the moment. Just my read on it, and obviously we're very early on, Michael, in looking at what's been drafted. But, the reference around European mammals is something that the regulator seems to have changed its tune, going from a risk-based to hazard-based type of approach.
Yeah, because a lot of people were surprised by this decision, thinking that they might ramp up the controls for human health issues, but they weren't really expecting that. Do you think that maybe they've given too much weight to European animal and bird research?
Yeah, look, that's my take on it absolutely at the moment, Michael, is that it's based around, European data and usage rather than here in Australia around, the environment that we're working in here. And maybe that means that we have to do extra work here as well to support what we're saying here. So I think we've got to have a pretty open mind about this, but at the end of the day, it's not been knocked on the head, but it's certainly got some handbrakes around its usage, the rates and the patterns that are going to be available to farmers moving forward.
That's the Grain Producers Australia's R&D spokesman, Andrew Wiedemann. You're listening to the Country